This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer, here is your host, Adam Hairhawk.
Did I break your concentration?
Never grow old, Michael. Never grow old, Michael. You never die. But you must feed. You'll never die.
Hey everybody, what's going on? It is Friday, and if you're in downtown Lapeer, you know it is bike night. Get on out there, bring your Harley, bring your Indian, or bring your moped, Vespa, we don't care. It's going to be a good time. Downtown Lapeer, all the restaurants are open with the social district, meaning you can have a drink over at one place, take it over to the next, and have a good time. We're having a good time here in Solid State Radio Land. It is sessions time, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music. I love Fridays the best because I get to interview Vlad's Skeletal Circus. You're seeing their name, I guarantee it. You haven't seen their faces because they're usually covered. They're going to be playing a show for Solid State Radio for Sessions on June 29th. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about their music because they are in studio in makeup. It's fantastic. We're going to have a lot of fun. They just got here. I'm going to give them a time to vibe and kick back. Meantime, let's have a little bit of fun. Here's the godfather of punk. Here's Iggy and the Stooges. No fun on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app.
We'll be right back. show. It's their show.
There's Wisher, greatest show. And if you want to see the greatest show, it's very simple. Mark your calendars for Saturday, June 29th. They'll be at Cascade Lounge for the Sessions Concert Series. This is where I get some bands and artists I play on my show. Get them on a show so you, the listener, can see them live Saturday, January 29th. Get out to Cascade Lounge. Wisher will be there. Plethora will be there. And Vlad's Skeletal Circus will be there. Oh, by the way, what a coincidence. Vlad Skeletal Circus is in studio with me today. We're going to be talking to them, and we're also going Facebook Live so you can see their smiling faces right behind that makeup. It's going to be a fantastic time. Speaking of Plethora, here is their latest. Here's Yalhalla on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
To the southern coast, where redneck Vikings crushed into the place that I crave most. Who needs a longboat when you've got a fleet of derby cars? Forget the meat, all that I need are
horns of BBR.
That quest shall take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. There's waterfalls and Bud Light pouring out every wall.
There's no real way to find it, no map can show the route. We'll have to die in battle, oh, there is no doubt.
loud while chugging natty ice. We'll drink and smoke until all of our voices slur and stammer. We may not have the might of Thor, but still we're getting hammered. Yeah, the quest you'll take us to a fortress filled with mighty halls. The waterfalls of Miller pouring out of every wall. There's backyard wrestling every night, I really hope to see it. The place are filled with KFC and it smells like Talladega. Onward we'll quest through the hurricane winds. Forward to glory, the fight we can win.
Plethora, y'all holla right there on Sessions. I do believe they're doing their residency at the Renaissance Festival again this year, so make sure you check them out, because on the weekends they do like 5 shows a day, Saturday and Sunday, all summer long. They're really earning your applause. They turn me on to this band, Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They're in studio with me right now. We're going to be talking to them. They're dropping a new single today. We're going Facebook Live in about 10 seconds. Here's Vlad, Skeletal Circus, Bats, Cats, and Rats, right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Devil's food cake. Devil's food cake. Devil's food.
Oh, I long learned to fly with bats. Yes, that's a matter of fact. Spread my wings and close my eyes in the moonlight. I can't wait to fly with them. Oh, in a cave so dim. Take off and get away from my human days. Some say I'm a rat with wings. Well, I don't care for these things. Think I'm looking for. I just wanna fly in the night back to my
Your local alternative, Solid State Radio. This is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music right now. Vlad's Skeletal Circus, Bats, Cats, and Rats, the updated version. And you can see their smiling faces right now on Facebook Live, on the Sessions Facebook Live. So the new version, I like it. I see why you guys re-recorded that. That's fantastic. It's more in your face.
Absolutely.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Cat scratch fever, baby.
Also bat and rat scratch fever.
Guano.
So my thing is as I've been advertising the song, I always get the names mixed up. It's cats, bats, and rats, rats, bats. Do you have a problem with that when you sing this live?
I did it alphabetically. So I just, like, bats, cats, rats.
It is alphabetical. This whole
I
didn't do it by
that.
Size, because that throws me off too. I could have gone by like skull size.
I would almost say it's reverse, right?
Well, no, I know bats are gonna be smaller. Yeah, bats are yeah. Ask Taylor Momsen; she just got bit by one. But yeah, so yeah, Bats, Cats, and Rats, that song has been in my mind for about a week and a half, so I'm glad you're here so I can purge it out of my earworm. But yeah. I was always wondering, because like when I would do it online, I'm like, cats, rats, no, that's not right. Now you tell me it's in alphabetical order, that makes sense.
Because I do get mixed up, absolutely, but if I think about that, I'm like, okay. This will be fine. I only got three verses. It'll be okay.
Vlad's Skeletal Circus, they're in studio with me right now. Got to take a little bit of a break, but when we're coming back, we're talking to them, we're playing some more of their music, and we're debuting a new single from them. So stick around. It's going to be a bumpy, bumpy night. It's fantastic. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Where goes?
Mark your calendars for the next Sessions concert series. Saturday, June 29th, get out to Cascade Lounge for three great bands that I play on Sessions who put on a fantastic stage show. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus. They'll be taking full advantage of the Cascade stage on June 29th, and the best part is, it's free. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Plethora, Wisher, and Vlad's Skeletal Circus, all on one night. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present the Honky Tonk Angels, taking place June 8th through the 16th, Saturdays and Sundays. Saturday performances at 7:30, Sundays at 2 o'clock. Ticket prices are $25 for general admission and $22 for senior, student, and military. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascade Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascade Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora.
Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascade and Lounge.
All local, all original, all the time. This is Sessions on South State Radio. Vlad's Skeletal Circus, welcome to Sessions.
Hey,
hi, Mom.
And Dad.
We are going Facebook Live if you want to see their smiling faces. Matt LaRock from Plethora says bats, cats, rats, and mats.
Like the Freedom Hater.
Yeah, he's the one who turned me on to you guys. He's like, you got to check him out. And I did. I'm like, oh, absolutely.
Oh, man. Matt's thank awesome. You, Matt. Matt's the man. Everyone in that band is awesome. I mean,
yeah, absolutely. We love those guys. Super cool. Plethora's great.
I mean, the music. And then now I realize the showmanship, the costumes, everything that's going on in here. I mean, did this happen straight off the bat, or was this kind of a work in progress?
It kind of developed. Rob.
Excuse me?
Vlad. Yeah, who's Vlad. That? Who's that guy?
Sorry, I didn't mean scratch to use from your the government record. Name. But Vlad kind of had the spooky thing going, the face paint and everything, and the bands that influenced me kind of had a big show like that, and the face paint, Kiss, and Alice Cooper, and, you know,
yes.
bands like that. And so that's something that I always aspired to do, so that kind of opened the door for me, and then we had to drag him in.
Yeah, you're not into the whole, you're not into the makeup thing.
So they've got me into it. It took a minute, it took a couple of years, really, to get me to do anything at all.
Yeah, we're like, put your makeup on like a man, dude.
Yeah, I know. And
then it looked like he was going to play touch football.
I'm not doing it today. I showed up a bit late, didn't have a whole lot of time. That was unfortunate.
Yeah, he lost his car. Let's be real.
I know where my car is at. Come on, guys.
Where is it?
It's in Lapeer.
Okay. Somewhere in here right now. Yeah.
It's here. Around.
So, yeah, like, oh, yeah. On the screen, the guys in makeup, and you're just kind of like the normal one, right?
Yeah, and that's in the loosest sense possible. But yeah, I am the normal one, I'd say. You know?
He's the Maryland of the band. If you ever watch the Munsters, he's the normie. The
Maryland Munster.
Yeah, you're Maryland Munster.
But what really did
the
it
ugly
for me
one.
Is...
That's what they say about her. It's not me.
we played, I don't even remember what it was a bigger show, and I was just dressed in street clothes, and these guys were dressed like psychos. We get done with the show, I go to my girlfriend, and I was like, oh, how's the show? And she's like, it was great, but you look weird next to them. Like, you know, you're dressed normal, you look weird. And I'm like, you're kind of right. Like, we gotta change something about that. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, we gotta change something about that. So then slowly I've been getting more and more into the makeup and in the dressing up. But,
yes.
Yeah,
it's always been a thing for me, though. I've been a theater dork and just a kid that was wearing costumes forever, always dressing up. And I was like, well, what's going to make my music sound better? I was like, better costumes.
Yeah, right, right.
Compensation. Got a peacock a little bit.
So I'm assuming this is not your first band. This is not your first go-around.
You're safe to assume.
When did you decide I'm going to go ahead and go full out with the makeup and everything else?
It's always something I've always wanted to do. I like being flashy and doing stuff like that. But my first band, we were kind of just doing like garage punk rock and stuff. And then I was that kind of fizzled out as we grew. And then this is all when I lived in Florida. And then I started trying to do the horror rock kind of stuff. And I was always the one that would put the makeup on and do stuff and try to get everybody else into it. It's kind of tough when you have like a vision.
You know, the band members
are
like
bands of me.
Yeah, yeah. So some the face paint's hard, but once you get that going, and then it just started building up. Once I moved to Michigan, I met these guys, and it just became really cool where we're at now. We started doing the better costumes, then we started getting cool stage props, and then doing stage tricks, and it's just a whole show. It's really cool.
Circus.
Now we're gonna be talking about that. We are going Facebook Live. Evan chimes in and says, I screwed up the order of singing that too. Talking about bats, cats, and rats. He says, I'll be there on the 29th. Evan, looking forward to meeting you in person.
Thanks,
Evan.
Yeah,
brother. I'll be there as the MC. January. How you doing? June 29th. Yeah, right. We're going to be at Cascade Lounge for the Sessions Concert Series. It's going to be Vlad's Skeletal Circus, but that's not all. We also got Wisher and Plethora.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time. So what? I've never seen you guys live. I've seen a couple still photos. talk me through it. What can I expect?
You can expect some sweet tunes. You can expect cool circus tricks. You can expect some unicycles, maybe fire, maybe juggling, fire. Maybe costume changes. I don't know. There's all sorts of things that can happen.
I'm sure the Cascadian people are like freaking out when you said fire. So
there might be a tiny little clown on stage too throwing candy at you. Who knows?
Also, maybe me having to pee about halfway through our set.
That's a clown.
And then them stalling while I pee.
It is an
hour intermission, man.
It is an hour set. So I mean, you're playing originals. What you got? Dragging out some covers, or what are you doing here?
We dip our toes into some covers. It's fun. It gets people dancing. You know? But one thing we've learned for playing for however many, what is it, three, four,
five,
5 years?
5 years.
Yes. Holy Jesus!
Happy anniversary, guys.
Half a deca.
You know, playing around the Tri-Cities, you know.
Yep.
It's not the most poppin' music scene. It's a good music scene.
But, I love the Tri-City.
Oh, it's great.
There's
I don't know what's going on in the water,
but there's so much great music coming out of that area.
There's some awesome bands, but one thing you recognize from watching all the bands and talking to the crowd and talking to the people is you got to throw in a cover every so often just to...
Would you start losing
people,
the crowd?
Yeah.
Just throw out, I want you to want me.
Then all of a sudden their eyes
just
are on you.
Hook them
back
in. Want me.
Then you hit them in with some weird six-minute... original that they probably won't like, but they're looking at you already, so they're
looking at you
anyways.
They are, yeah, they're definitely. Otherwise, they're just gonna go for one of those tribute acts, and we don't want any of those guys out there.
There's
too many of those, man. Better Off Dead. Who's gonna talk to me about this track?
Ooh. This one was a lot of fun to write.
I want to say that was one of our first like full band efforts as far as we all collaborated together.
When I found these guys, I had a bunch of songs that were already written, but then we started writing a lot more together. And this one, Connor showed me some cool chords, and I was like, I'm going to write a song with those.
Yeah.
And then I did it.
I showed him triads for all you musicians.
Yeah, super cool triads, dude. My fingers do different things now.
His woman is very happy.
Yeah, that's right. Shout out, Chelsea. What's up? But no, we figured this out, made a really cool riff. This song developed before any words. So, but then we were like, how do we make it spooky? And then we did it, and we hope you like it.
Yeah,
I think our goal was to make like a circusy feeling song because we were messing with the actual like the clown song. Yeah, we were trying to kind of find something with that kind of feel.
Okay, so you were doing that before it was called Vlad's Skeletal Circus, or
well, no, this was while we were already a band, but it was just something that we had jammed.
Okay.
Just to do, and then finally, you know,
it kind of became a song.
It was just something that he had messed with, and we'd do at practice, but it was never really a song, just a couple riffs that we'd just jam over, just to warm up, and then.
But it
kind of
turned into a really big hit at our shows because we wrote it for two guitar parts.
Oh, yeah, people like this one a lot, too, because when we do it live as a three-piece, we switch playing guitar. Like, he'll be playing drums starting off, and then in the middle of it, I give him the guitar. We keep playing drums while we do the switch, and then I'm on drums, and then I'm singing and playing drums or singing and playing guitar before we switch. And
oh,
it's,
nice.
It's a lot of stuff. When we wrote it,
we had a drummer.
We got the old switcheroos. That's another thing to expect.
Yeah.
Do the old switcheroo.
All right, here's Vlad's Skeletal Circus. Here's Better Off Dead on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
We'll be right back. Some things are better left unsaid, so protect your neck, or else you lose your head. And it all, so you'll be better off dead. I said, give up now, why don't you quit while you're right?
Like, I would not expect that at all from Vlad Skeletal Circus. They're in studio right now. Leave a comment, question, dirty joke, and we'll read most of them on the air. Chelsea coming in says, sounds awesome, guys.
Oh, thanks, thank you, Chelsea.
Thanks, Chelsea.
I hope that's my Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, no kidding.
I don't, there's a bunch of replies going to hers, and it's her. They're Chelsea. But,
you know. Oh, no.
It's my Chelsea. All right, so we expect a big live show from you guys. Let's talk about when things don't go right. This is where I really love to watch band members squirm, because I want them to reach into their minds. And you guys know what I'm talking about when I say Spinal Tap moments, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Where things just go wrong. Everybody's going to get a turn for that. Nobody is getting left out for this one.
Right.
We're going to start off with the creature over here on my left. Where, I mean, it could be in this band or anything, or in the studio or anything, where just something just goes wrong that makes us laugh at your expense. Please go.
Well, I want to say, it's not necessarily a laugh, but a cringeworthy moment. We played at a country-esque bar called The Alibi. And this was, we got booked with a band called MPD. And yeah, right. We knew nothing about them at the time. And we knew nothing about the bar at the time. And we showed up, and it's a country bar, and we're like, oh, man, what's
straight
going on?
Straight out of Blues Brothers.
Yeah, I was about to say, you ever seen Blues Brothers?
Man. Chicken wire in front of it.
The median age was like 85, so.
Yeah. So we go up to play, and then the sound guy is like, all right, you're good to go. And he walks away, and we don't see him again. And we can't hear a thing on stage.
Like a true sound man, dude.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
So we're like, are we good? And everyone's like, turn down! And we're like, oh.
Like,
oh,
we couldn't even hear ourselves.
Yeah. No, and it's like, we're like, what do you want us to do? I was ready to quit the band that night. But then it made me feel better because MPD went on, and they're this scum punk of the thumb
huge
band,
Mohawks,
and they're hardcore
and
punk to the core. And I'm like, all right, they hate them worse than
good
us.
Good on the booker.
So.
You know, really knowing
bring,
your crowd.
Bring that other band back in.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, good on the booker.
And where you played Rawhide and Stand By Your Man for like the next 3 years.
No, that was the crowd.
All right, Buzz, same question.
Okay, same question. I think I got you beat on this one.
Oh, man.
So, this is pretty early on, probably first year of the band. You know, we were doing a lot of open mic nights.
Oh, man.
And, I think I know.
Somehow you found out about an open mic down in Flint.
Yep, I know.
Which, in hindsight, it's ridiculous to go all the way to Flint for an open mic night. But, you know,
we
said, screw it. You know, why not?
We were trying.
We were fresh.
We went all the way down to Flint, go to this open mic night. Well, it was an open mic night, but it was an open poetry mic night.
It was like a slam poetry.
It was at like an art gallery, like a gorgeous art gallery, and it was a bunch of like sophisticated poets, and we show up looking like this, like with a bloody looking like a drum set covered in fake blood and instruments.
So are we
and
allowed to play
we're,
music
we
here?
Are people are shooting daggers at us.
And the worst
and
thing
we
about
just,
it is like the dude. We messaged the dude, and he was like, "Yeah, bands are great here. We love music."
Yeah.
And we sat like, all the way in the back.
We just assumed like a bar open mic night like you would expect. And yeah, we walk in and it's already kind of started. People are already doing it. So like this person's up on stage doing their poetry and we are like, you can only move so quiet with a drum set in your hands.
And she's quoting Ayn Rand. You're like,
yeah. So now at this point, we're whispering to each other, scrambling, like, what?
Should we leave?
What are your most poetic songs? And we're like, none of them. I can't what play boobies. Like, there's nothing poetic about that. And we went up there and played three songs to some very nice sympathy claps. And
then we had left.
We
got out of there.
Back to Midland. Yeah, it was tough.
We got way out of there
that,
quick.
That one hurt. That one was tough.
All right, Vlad, same question.
Yeah, that made us not want to do any more open mics anywhere. This one is fairly recent. It wasn't a bad experience, but it was definitely an experience.
Yeah.
We played at a benefit show for this guy, and they're like, "It's this is gonna be great."
I know it's gonna be good when these guys are already laughing.
No, it's gonna be good. We're gonna raise money for this guy and his condition, and it's gonna be sweet. And they said, "You got a stage. We got a great soundboard for you. Plenty of outlets." Like, you're going to be good. And we get there, and he's like, hey, there's the, you see that hay trailer parked in that field? That's you, and we got a power strip.
You're
going to go.
And
here's your soundboard from the 1972.
Yeah, right, here's the first soundboard, every release.
And that was really cool, and there was a ton of people there. Fortunately, none of them watched us play at all.
There's a ton of people there.
There's a food truck. That was probably the biggest audience we got when the food truck was ready.
Cover, a classic.
Yeah.
We all know this one. Yeah. Done by Vlad's Skeletal Circus. Here's My Girlfriend's
a
Witch.
Be singing along.
On Sessions on Solid State Radio. My Girlfriend is a Witch, Vlad's Skeletal Circus, brand new tune. You heard it here first. We popped the cherry right here on Sessions. What do you guys got coming up?
Oh, man. We're doing a lot of stuff right now. We are recording our first full length album. I've never recorded and released an entire album. So
where are you guys recording it at?
Oh, Everyday Ghost Studios.
Of course, it wouldn't be like Sunshine and Rainbows Unicorn Studios. Yeah. It's gonna be my grandma's tombstone studios.
Yeah, that's right.
Grandma's ashes.
Granny loves my music. I tell you what. So Everyday Ghost Studios and Sean, he's killing it. He's an awesome producer.
Yeah.
So we're super excited to release this album coming out. No release date yet, but definitely before October. So check that out. Stay tuned with us. And then we're in the process of filming a music video.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is going to be really, really
fun.
For
which track?
So we played it earlier tonight. It was Better Off Dead.
Really?
Yep.
That's going to be a fun one.
So this one's really cool. We're
filming on location?
At a haunt house in Saginaw called Factory of the Dead. Shout out Factory of the Dead. They are awesome.
Wow, okay.
And
for letting us use their facilities and some of their actors.
It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be really, really cool. We got a really good idea for it. Should we spoil it? Should we kind of tell them what it is?
No.
Yeah, just check it out.
Scooby-Doo vibes.
Yeah, Scooby-Doo vibes.
When it happens, when you guys phone into the show, and then we'll talk about it.
So we got
Facebook
a good idea
page.
For it. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah,
and
I'm stoked for that.
Anything else that's like really big that we're doing right now?
Shows.
Oh well, yeah, the awesome show that we're gonna play. Obviously, that we've been here this whole time. Yeah. The 29th.
Yeah, June 29th, Gascadon Lounge.
Wisher,
Sessions
plethora.
Concert Series, Wisher, plethora. It's gonna be a great, great time, guys. Thank you very much for hanging out with me.
Yeah, dude thank you for having us here.
It's been awesome.
So we're gonna play out one last tune, and I need somebody to talk to me about. Or is it self-explanatory when I say "Dead Girl"?
Yeah,
that's all
him.
You get it.
That's all.
We're not that creative.
I will say,
we might
shout
love
out,
him a little too much.
Shout out his girlfriend Chelsea. This opening
scream
in this song, that's all her.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah. You know?
Take that in.
No, I miss you, baby.
Yeah, I miss you, baby. I love you so much. Thanks for recording that.
But hearing it sounds like a clip from like an 80s horror
movie.
That was all.
And she belts it. It's like 16 bars. It's long.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Killing it. All right, let's get ready for that. Here's Chelsea and Vlad Skeletal Circus with Dead Girl. It ends this episode of Sessions. Good night.
Bye.